are listening to Look Who's Talking. I am Cameron Minter. I am your co-host and the wonderful Jessica Coffey, our Head Start director.
Hey, y'all.
Is our host. What's going on, Jessica?
You know, not much. Just sitting here with you.
I know, right? say it better, though. That reminds me of the Jeffersons.
Why?
The maid.
Lawrence.
She was always smart.
Yeah, she was.
Okay.
I just
really just told my age right there. But I'm glad you picked up, Odie.
That will be a good, yeah.
Yeah.
We the same. We are.
That's all right. Hey, I got a quick question. Now, you are the aunties of aunties.
Uh-huh.
And you hold your title.
That means I'm great.
Yeah. You hold your title uh-huh. very seriously.
I do.
So what has happened while the children were in your care that surprised even you, the greatest auntie of aunties?
What has happened when the children have been in my care?
So, like, children say the darndest thing. Right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I know when they're free with auntie, you know,
there's no discipline.
There's no discipline.
No.
Something has come out.
Well, you know, mm-hmm. there's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I don't always filter the music that I listen to.
Oh, wow.
And because, you know, it's me. I don't
right,
know.
Right.
I didn't
it's
know
auntie.
I had to.
It's auntie.
So one of my best friends called mm-hmm. and was like, so why is your nephew singing Cardi B?
Oh, wow.
And
yep,
I was like,
yep.
Oh, my bad. My bad. But you know also what they do?
What?
They, if it's something that they want that their parents don't get or... Mm-hmm. Say they're talking about bedtime and mm-hmm. they'll be like, no, TT said we could. They throw me into their fibs.
Under the bus.
Yeah, yeah. So those are some of the things that, yeah.
I figured you would have some great stories because, you know, holding that title, I mean, that's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
You got to be better than your siblings.
They think... With me, they think money grows on trees.
Absolutely, because you've taught them that.
Well, I have.
Don't!
I do. Well, because I live away from
what
my niece and nephews. Uh-huh. And even my friends' kids are my niece and nephews,
uh-huh.
right?
You know? You're the auntie.
So when we
aunties.
Say niece and nephews, that mm-hmm. means your friends' kids,
that's
too.
That's it. I know.
And I'm like, I wanna reward them all the time.
Bruh.
All the time. So
oh, Lord.
They be like, yo, can we go get a blizzard? And I'm like, yeah.
Well, why not?
Right. What them grades
morning
looking
time.
Like? What are those grades looking like?
Oh,
well, I didn't do too well. Oh, you know what? You living a hard life. Let's go get this ice cream.
God.
And what?
Then,
because I know that you're gonna do better, right?
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a sucker. I'm gullible, and they got me wrapped around their finger.
Oh, that's a good.
That's
thing.
Probably that sums it up.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I knew.
But when they do misbehave,
uh-huh.
I go a little bit psycho on them.
Yeah, but they know it's only talk. They know.
Yeah, yeah. I know. That's all it is. I'm like, you're not supposed to do that.
You are disappointing me.
What's wrong? Oh. Say to a kid, you're use the word disappointment.
Yeah, yeah.
And that just brings tears. Mm, so that's my magic word.
And then you break, yeah.
I'm just so disappointed. And you look them in the, I'm just so disappointed.
So disappointed. Just yeah. so disappointed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I'm glad to know you lived up to everything
yeah.
that I thought
but
about
But you know
you.
What? I went home this weekend.
Oh,
It was I emceed a
I saw yeah
a Go Red Heart event,
uh-huh.
and y'all, my family has they've never seen me be a professional,
oh
right?
My God.
Ever,
uh huh.
So like, even me working here, they're uh-huh. like, Mm-hmm. We know you have a job.
Suspect.
But
you sus.
Yeah. So it was a crowd of over 230 people. I'm emceeing, and you know, mm-hmm. I'm getting nervous because first I'm nervous because my family have never seen me be a professional. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I went up to the mic and I was like, hey y'all, you know, talking and I'm telling the crowd, hey, my family has never seen me be a professional. They all laugh. And then I said, well, I'm not only nervous about that. Most of y'all in this room knew Bad Jessica. And then they broke out in laughter because
what?
It was more than my family. I was like, I looked at my sister and I was like, who, girl, did you sell these tickets to everybody we knew? Like, what happened? This was supposed to be a room of people that I didn't know.
Wow.
So, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
And I was around my little niece, and I just spoiled her.
Yeah. Well, that's a wonderful story. I'm glad you shared that.
Yeah.
Because I saw the pictures, and I saw the little clean professional version, but this is the real version that happened. Yeah.
Cam, my family, then we took a family photo. Mm. Like my mom was there, my uncle, my aunts. My dad didn't come because he was like, oh, hold up, that event is for girls. And I said, no, it's not. But, you know, he don't like going around the house because he thinks everyone still has COVID.
Right. Of course. Yeah. Of course. But, you know, he's your favorite anyway, as you have stated multiple times on this show.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, and then you see a cosign? Y'all saw that? Okay.
I co-signed, but I also was like, my sister's not going to hear this. So, we good. I am his favorite.
Wow. No, I said he is your favorite. That's what I said. Oh. You look at you how you changed it around. You just, whew.
He's my favorite dad, and my mom is my favorite mom. You see how that works?
You're hoping that they don't listen, don't you?
Yeah. I might tell them to listen to this one.
Yeah, how about that? Well, with that, I think it's time for a coffee break.
Okay, guys, for today's coffee break, I want to remind you, always remember that motivation gets you moving, but determination keeps you going. What you got to say about that, Cam?
I like that.
Because you got to be motivated.
Motivation. But see, that goes to show you that motivation won't get you there. Being excited about something won't get you there. Being, you know, glad about something, being, you know, it motivated me to get up, but it did not sustain me to go through.
Okay. Preach the word, preacher.
I'm trying not to, but that's really good because people get excited about stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know, you see people jump on the bandwagon. You see people do stuff. You see people, oh, yeah, that's all it. But determination is what got to keep you.
That part.
Because after the fanfare wears off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, I've been motivated because I took about 2-3 months off working out. So it took a couple of weeks for me to get the motivation. Like, I'm thinking about it. I'm dreaming about it. I'm preparing myself.
Yeah.
I'm preparing myself mentally and physically.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to have to be that determination.
Right, right.
So I did a full week.
Okay.
Give me a high five.
Yeah.
A full week. But it was the determination that got me, like, up this morning. I got up at 5 this morning to go work out. And it was that determination, because I wasn't motivated this morning.
Yeah, determination. Yeah, I wish I had some, but because I ain't determined to get up
about
nothing.
You don't have
nothing.
No determination?
Man, that's crazy, because.
Let me go to the store and buy some.
Buy
some determination.
Right. Please make sure it's on sale. Oh, my God. Okay.
Kim,
Jessica, what is going on today? Sure.
I don't know. You have me laughing today.
I know. It's silly.
Today, we have Miss Lena Bergman.
A licensed clinical social worker with Bluegrass Counseling and Trauma Services. And today, we're going to be talking about therapeutic services provided
our children. So welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate the welcome.
Yeah. So first, the people want to know a little bit about you. So tell us a little bit about you, yourself, how you got into this background and all of that.
Okay. So I am first of five, a mom of five kids.
Ooh, girl.
I know. I'm crazy.
Oh, give me ages.
Yeah. Okay.
She don't remember them.
I have a 5-year-old, I have an 11-year-old and a 12-year-old, and I have 2 14-year-olds currently.
Ooh. Do you have any twins?
They're not. Jesus. I actually adopted 2 of them from foster care. So
yes.
We have 14. Part of the year,
you got
we
teenage.
Have stair steps, and then uh-huh. part of the year, we have the same age.
Bless wow. your heart. Bless
it,
your heart.
It is. It's a fun time at our house.
What was the youngest again?
She's five. She's sweet, thankfully. She makes the other one.
I know. I don't envy you with them teenage years. I'm sorry. You go ahead. Tell us more about you.
Okay. So I work for Bluegrass. I've been there for about 2 years, and I have been doing play therapy with our friends here at Community Action for about 1.5 years now.
Yay.
Where are you from?
So I live on the other side of Richmond. I'm in a little town called Paint Lick.
Mm.
And we have a farm there, and we raise cows and horses and chickens and goats and sheep and whatever else I bring home.
Oh, yeah. Can I come to your house?
You can.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm like, I want to be a farm girl.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
I do. Yes, I do, no, Kim. However, I don't
determination.
Want to
determination. Is that the word for the day? Go ahead, make it the word.
Well,
today.
I want to have the farm. I just don't want to take care of the animals.
I completely
okay, well,
understand.
Come on out. Like in the summer when it's not muddy and it's about 70.
That part, yeah.
Like the fly, you know.
And the lemonade is made.
Yes, I will have you on
stuff.
Out. Y'all bring out, we can get some stuff out of the garden. Some of the goats will play with you. Yeah, we can do that.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the good part.
Yeah, the fun part. Right now is
all the good stuff.
Hey, we might need to record. Look Who's Talking at the Farm.
right. Yeah, because we're going to need some chickens and some eggs. How about that?
Yes, I mean, I'm feeling like I've got some money in the bank right now because I've got some chickens and they're laying eggs.
Ching, ching.
Their insurance policy.
Right.
So can you tell us a little bit more, when people say therapeutic services, what does that actually mean?
So when we do play therapy, I think if any of our parents were watching us do a session with their child, they mm-hmm. would be like, what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't look like what you would think talk therapy would look like. We do talk to your children, but we're also on the floor with them. We're playing. We're interacting. We are playing hide and seek. We are playing tag.
Mm.
We are playing. A lot of them love to cook for us, and we have got some really mm-hmm. good chefs here at Community Action, and they mm-hmm. are amazing with what they cook up for us.
Yeah.
We are working on social interactions with them. Mm-hmm. We are letting them decide what they want to do. Sometimes if they're in a family, maybe with older siblings, they haven't got to kind of pick up what they do. They kind of are the followers.
Mm-hmm.
So they really enjoy getting to pick what they're doing.
Mm.
And we are just encouraging them and giving them that one-on-one attention, and they really love it. Our kids are ready to come see us. They are waiting at the door. And it's really a fun session. It's very positive.
Mm-hmm.
So how is that therapeutic?
So we work with them. We sneak some things in.
Oh.
So just like if you're making something for your kids and you're trying to sneak in some vegetables
mm-hmm.
in play therapy, we can sneak in some things too. So we can work with them on some like coping techniques. Today we were working on you smell the flower and then you breathe it out and blow the pinwheel. And when you get upset, you can use it. And they were really enjoying that today.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. Little, and then we also work on mindfulness. So when we do artwork, they're doing some mindfulness, and then we talk about what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So they can kind of slow down and think about it and gather their thoughts.
We might need that for adults.
Sneaking stuff in.
We sneak it in.
Sneaking it into play.
Yes, we sneak it into play. So they don't realize anything's getting snuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we also let the child lead. So if they're wanting to do one activity, we could have something planned. They don't want to do it. That's okay. We adjust and move around. So,
mm-hmm.
And if something comes up in the family, so we've had some families that have lost some loved ones
mm-hmm.
or something, maybe they're going to be moving, we can address that in a way that the child's ready for.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Those are some topics right there.
Those are some topics there. But we don't put it in a scary way. We kind of smooth it in there to talk about it. That sounds like my emotional support chicken I have for the kids they can play with.
Oh, wow.
That we have that.
Yeah,
they
one
can
of
hit.
Those too.
Yes.
So that's great. I mean, really and truly creative ways of getting in what they need mm-hmm. is essential. And I applaud that. Yeah, that's.
Thank you.
I mean, that's just the greatest thing I think I've heard today.
Right, right. Just getting
because you
in.
Know what when you. So my background is nutrition, so I understand sneaking things yes. in the food. But I never thought about, you know, just that whole sneak this way of coping into play. That's great.
It is. And we've noticed with our families with COVID, a lot of things got forgot about. And we've been trying to help pull those back together for some of those interactions.
Ooh, that's a good segue. We're going to take a break real quick, and we're going to talk with Lena. After the break, I had to make sure I was saying it right. I didn't even try to butcher the last name like Jessica did. But hey, you are listening to Look Who's Talking. What?
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why not join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.com.
Community Action Council's Head Start programs are now enrolling for the 24-25 school year in 15 counties, including Lexington. Head Start offers high-quality early childhood education for qualifying families with children between the ages of 6 weeks and 5 years old. Spaces are limited and filling up quickly, so to help ensure your child receives the Head Start advantage this year, start your application today by calling 859-233-4600 or go online at comaction.org. That's commaction.org.
Hey, how y'all doing? We are back. We are talking with Lena Bergman. That's who we're talking with. And we're talking about, before the break, you had mentioned about COVID. Oh, the C word.
The big C word, yes.
Yeah, yeah. How that impacted some of our kids. How did that change the tapestry of our children? Look at there.
Not the tapestry. Okay.
The tapestry.
I like that. The tapestry. Yeah. We've got a lot of little people with a lot of big feelings, and they don't know how to express themselves.
My.
I mean, they were stuck
inside.
We
got a lot of big people who don't.
We got a lot of big people that don't. Yeah, you're right, because sometimes their parents don't know how to express themselves, and then kids are learning from their parents.
No, she didn't say that. No, she didn't. She said it.
She said what she said, Kim.
I'll stand by it.
She said what she said.
That's what's up.
So when we're teaching these, and I even told one of our kids today, I was like, you know, if mommy's having a bad day, you can tell her you like smell the flower and blow it out. He's like, okay, because he said, I never get angry.
Right.
He was practicing it, though, so he's ready to tell his mama.
That was it.
I think that's great, though.
I know. If one of my kids told me that, I think it would stop me right in my tracks, and I'd be like.
No, you're going to be like, who told you that? The teacher told you that.
Miss Lena.
Okay.
Nope, Miss Lena told you.
But you know what? I think it's great because I feel like when I was in school, you know, I'm young, though.
Oh, yeah. Super young.
Like, that whole learning of emotions. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've learned more about that as an adult than what I did as a child. But, you know, now in our classrooms, that's one of the first things they learn.
Yes. I love Community Action. It has so many resources that you all have in your classrooms. So we were able to use it also when we are playing with the kids in the playroom and show them. And they also are seeing it in the classroom. So that has been great. And I work with the kids of like, show me your mad face. And they'll show me that the movie Inside Out, because so many of them have seen it. They understand and they are able to connect that. So for say, if you see me about and about, like I've got Inside Out on my badge. So the kids will come up here. I'll wear shirts that have different feelings on them and they'll come point it out to me. And our Community Action kids are so good at that because they are recognizing what these faces look like. and they're able to show us, and it's great to see. And some of our friends that play with us, so our clients that we're seeing, but also other kids in the classroom. Yeah. So they are pointing it out. They are seeing it. So it's been great.
Inside Out 2 had me.
I know. It's still, yes.
Have you seen it, Cam?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my goodness. And I was sitting there like, oh, there's really something wrong with me.
Right. Because we didn't get taught this. We were like, you better sit down. You better be quiet.
Shoot. No. I think. You know, Inside Out is a great movie to, you know, teach about emotions and things like that.
It is. And I've given it to parents as homework. Like, go watch Inside Out 2 and talk about it with your kids. And they're like, what was that?
Right. So many hidden messages in
there. I was like, there's something wrong with me, not the kids. It's me.
That's terrible. But anyway, the therapy is essential. And it's so good, and so I'm like you, when you look at what we're doing now for children, mm-hmm. and we look at what wasn't done for us.
It's night and day.
Yeah. We missed out on some things.
Yes.
It is, and we are getting parents now that are signing up their children to be seen by us that are being proactive because they realize they did not have that in their childhood, and they're wanting to make sure that their child doesn't go through that.
Mm-hmm.
Not because there's particular behavioral issues, because they just want to make sure that everything's being covered.
So do you only come out during behavior issues, or how does the process work for you to come and work with children?
So we will get a referral from our mental health coaches, and they have a packet that the parents will sign on some consent forms.
Mm-hmm.
And once that's completed and we get insurance information, or if it's going to be one that Community Action helps pay for,
mm-hmm.
we get that information taken care of. They send it to us. We set up an intake with the parents. So typically the intake is the main time that they will have to talk to us,
mm-hmm.
Because we know these kids are here at the center. After that, and essentially it's a kind of a hands-off.
Mm-hmm.
So that way that we're not expecting them to, you know, show up or take the kid here, there. So the parent can know that the child's receiving services, but they're not having to do that transportation or add another thing onto their schedule.
Exactly.
So we are taking that barrier out of the way.
Right. What would you say to a parent who is very hesitant about you know, their child getting services for whatever reason?
I would just recommend them to maybe look into play therapy. And if they have questions, I'm happy to talk to them. When they see us around the center, like I said, we are normally in jeans. We are in some kind of fun t-shirt. I dressed up a little bit for today, but I am wearing my daughter's play necklace. And I'm wearing Inside Out of my badge. But we really get down there with the kids. So we're not going to look like we're like some very professional person.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be scary. Yeah. All the kids have seen us in their room, so they know it's a good thing to be, you know, to go hang out with us. But we don't call out anything on the kids. We're not going to say, like, we have concerns with this.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to go play with them.
So what are some of the concerns that you all deal with in the classroom?
So sometimes we see kids because we have issues at home. So maybe we have family separations, we have moving, we have some grief issues, sometimes some big behaviors at home that the parents are feeling like they can't handle, or that may not be big behaviors at home, but maybe in the classroom we're having some interactions with friend problems that we work with, or just if they just kind of want an extra set of eyes on their child.
Mm-hmm.
So not every kid is getting speech therapy or getting other things, so we're doing that with them. And we also, as part of our services, we have myself, and then we have what's called a targeted case manager. We pull the child out, so that way we have our two people with a child at all times, but they also offer case management. So it's not just the child.
Mm.
We offer support service to the parents. So say if a parent's having a hard time, maybe with rent or needing to get some food assistance,
mm-hmm.
they can talk to us too, and we can see if we can find them some resources.
So you had said something like moving. I swear, I don't even recognize. And we're talking children 0 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
How does something like that show up in a kid?
They can start getting anxiety. We have some kids that have very big separation anxiety. Some of these kids have experienced trauma, like they've something's happened to their house,
mm-hmm.
and they've had to move, or they've had changes in their situations, or maybe there was a breakup in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So mom and dad aren't together anymore, and they're having to stay in different houses.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we're able to talk about that, but we see some separation anxiety.
Yeah, that's real. Like,
again, I mean, with COVID too, because they were just right there.
Golly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real. I always, whenever I think about mental health and with kids, I think of Prince of Tides, and it's a It's a great movie, but it's a really bad movie. But it just deals with not dealing with things.
Yeah.
And how the children, when they were little, didn't deal with things and how it affected them when they became adults.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you're doing is being able to help them navigate that, at least acknowledge it, you know?
Yeah.
That's a big part of it. You know, a lot of times we don't want to acknowledge what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we all have our different coping mechanism, but the kid also has one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
And we're, like you said, we're noticing it's there and getting it taken care of before it just starts growing like a big pimple, for lack of better terms, mm-hmm. before it explodes. Mm-hmm. And we're getting it under control. So even when those kids are getting older,
mm-hmm.
that they can kind of think back on some of those coping skills, because we don't know what will happen when they get older, what other services they'll be with, but hopefully they've got a foundation
mm-hmm.
to keep them.
And I like the fact that, you know, kids aren't afraid to talk about anything. So the things that they are learning in the classroom, they will go back and tell their parents.
They do.
You know?
Right, that's why I said you're going to get in trouble.
And they'll tell their friends, their friends' parents. I mean, I was hearing this morning about, like, one little girl that was demonstrating what she's been learning, and, like, somebody else that saw her doing it. I was like, that's great, because mm-hmm. that's, that, you know, spreading that around.
Well, and you also, at least when a child corrects you about your attitude or your behavior as an adult, you can't get mad at that.
You can't, really. Right. Nope. You really can't.
They might be right, but go to your room.
Right.
But you might be right. You know, like, I just think it's so important that we touch our children at such a young age, because, again, I cannot remember able to express myself in that way.
I feel like I'm in a session right now, yeah. because I'm just yeah. just remembering, you know, we dealt with a lot of stuff. And, you know, parents believe that kids don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they know.
But they know.
Yeah.
They pick up on so much.
And yeah. and when you're in denial, and that's one of the questions I have, when I'm not trying to talk bad about parents, because, you know, I've been there. But when you're in denial of what's going on, and then you say, hey, he's really dealing with this, how is that response, you know, with the parents?
So, I mean, some of our parents are not, we've had some concerns with some kids, but their parents haven't been ready to go through services, and we respect that. We mm-hmm. understand it. But maybe, and I don't know if that's possibly because they're thinking maybe that we're trying to call them out as a parent.
Right, right.
And we're not.
Right.
I mean,
right. It's a thought.
It's a thought. And I'm a parent. I understand, because even like my kids, when they struggle with things, I'm like, I know this. I do this every day at home, but we're still having some issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's okay to pull in that extra layer of support to help with these kids.
Yeah.
And being a parent, you've got so many other hats on. Nobody told you you're going to have to be, like, emotional support regulation, right. like all these extra things.
Yeah.
So
and you didn't get a book?
No, we didn't
you
get a
didn't
book.
Get a
if,
book?
If you got a book, I didn't get the book.
I didn't get a book.
I mean, I need a book, but just knowing, and it does help. We tell our parents, you know, like, I'm a parent. I have struggles with my kids. You know, it's not us calling you out. It's just an extra layer of support.
Yeah,
it's part
yeah.
of your tribe.
I'm trying to get some help mm-hmm. while
like
it's
that.
Available. That's wonderful. All right, all right. How can we get in touch with you if we got questions, or what say you?
So if you are interested in getting your child enrolled with us, any of the our mental health coaches, can they have all of our referral information? And I've got an email address. Bluegrass Counseling and Trauma Services is, we have a website. You can reach us through there. But right now, the mental health coaches are the easiest way. And we have very regular communication with them.
Mm-hmm.
So we stay in constant contact.
That's what's up. You heard it here. That's how you can get in touch with Lena. Lena, thank you so much
thank
for being
you.
On the show. It's been fun. It's been very educational. I feel like I appreciate that little session we just had. So I'm going to go home. And
you can always contact or call 859-233-4600 and ask for a mental health coach so that we can get you connected.
All right. That's all a part of our Head Start program. Head Start parents, are you getting this information? We're sending this information to you for free.
Free.
Come on
time.
Now. Share the show, tell your friends, do what you do. You are listening to Look Who's Talking.